We have the one and only Benny Salvador on the line. How you doing, Benny?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm so excited to speak to you, my friend. I've only seen you play once, so I'm excited that you're coming back. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm going to be driving up on Thursday with a bunch of records, and it's exciting to do a party up at Lamy.
Yeah, and you're vinyl DJing, not on the CDJs up here?
I'll be doing a bit of both. I think there'll be a bit of both going down. I'll be playing with my friend Corey Champion, aka Ford Sears.
That is epic, man.
Which is exciting. He's one of my favorite producers.
Yeah, he's so talented. I remember when we spoke that first time, was a Music First gig that you were DJing at, and you told me you started DJing at some crazy age. Was it like 9, or how old were you when you started playing?
I got on actually Radioactive for the first time when I was like 9. Before then I did Rough Peel FM, and that was probably around 8. I remember I was still in primary school.
That is insane. So you just go to primary school on a Monday and they're like, what were you doing this weekend, Ben? And you're like, just DJing on the radio.
Yeah, I'd do it after school. I used to call it after school care.
Then you should bring back a radio show and just call it after school care. That'd be epic.
Yeah, that was a good time.
For everyone. And this particular show is an Auntie Records show, which is your label. Tell us a little bit about Auntie Records. Why'd you choose that name?
The gag was like everyone loves their auntie. Everyone has a good auntie that they like. And I don't know, I would just always call everything auntie.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know, yeah.
And now the record label is called Auntie too.
Yeah, now the record label is called Auntie. And I just do a lot of my own productions out on Bandcamp mainly at the moment. And it's fun. It's just the outlet for putting out music and getting things out there. And I just like making art and making pictures and making music to go with it.
Yeah, this poster that you made has an epic, like it's an epic collage. Did you make this collage?
Yeah. I do all of the auntie collages.
Man.
It's quite a fun process. It's quite slow, but it's a good way to sit around cutting things out.
Yeah.
Looking up magazines.
For sure, very cathartic.
Yeah.
This is a stacked lineup, bro. I'll run through it quickly. Z's playing, you got Borrowed CS that we talked about, yourself, Goldtooth, and Surly. How did you curate this group of, I guess, artists to play?
Well, first off, Corey is someone I've played with for years now. It's sort of been really mate, music, beat making mate for ages, and done heaps of parties together. And he's moving over to Melbourne soon, which is sad for us here. But great for him. He's gonna have heaps of cool things. But I was just like, let's get him as many gigs with me as I can before he goes. And so that was amazing. And it happened that he's playing at the Clear Path at Double Whammy's the same night.
Mm.
So it's a good little welly takeover of Whammy Bar.
We love to see it. We love to see it.
That's gonna be fun. And then Zuri is a new friend that I've met. They came over to study. They're originally from Montreal, but they're the boss DJ, man. they actually came up and played the flossing after party recently, and apparently they smashed it. And we did a little pop-up party in Wellington last weekend with them, and it was so good. But they play all of the big clubs in New York, like, nowadays.
Damn.
They play Lisbon, I think. So they're pretty, they're on the big Northern America sort of tour schedule, which is pretty cool. But we've just been lucky enough to have them here studying.
Yeah.
But they're going to, they're only here for 6 months. So I was like, let's get them on some gigs.
So the people who are out there who are wondering about buying a ticket, buy a damn ticket.
Buy a damn ticket. Yeah, they're under the radar.
And so reasonably priced too.
Yeah, I just thought I'd, you know, current day and time in the world, it's expensive.
Yo.
Gotta make it accessible for people to be able to have a good night out, is how I feel like.
And dance music, I mean, it makes everything better.
Yeah, it's the cathartic. Joy, I don't know.
Joy through movement. That's what we love to hear. Yeah. Tickets from Under the Radar. It's happening at Whammy Bar this Friday, June 6th.
Yeah.
I guess the last thing to talk about is I hit you up before this and asked what you've been listening to for New Zealand Music Month, and you suggested a Cave Circle song. Tell us a little bit about this track, why you love it.
So this is my uncle Ricky Gooch, Ricky Pirahi. He's an amazing drummer, sort of all sorts of instruments. Makes amazing club music, makes amazing beats. And this record came out on Seven Davis Jr.'s label, and it came out a couple of years ago, I think, now, but it's still, I think, an undersung killer record.
100%.
I don't know, I'm a bit biased. A lot of it was recorded in my home studio, so I think I've got nostalgic. heard it a lot, but there's been a lot of great stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Like the new Moko Mokai, the new Lady album's amazing.
Yo.
I don't know. There's heaps.
So much good out there, man. Thank you so much, Benny Salvador. Right. Get your ticket. Okay. Auntie Records presents live in Tamaki Makaurau on Friday. Thanks so much, friend.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too.
See ya. Bye.
Cheers, bro. Thank you so much. Oh.